good sense of how pretty good today can be or will be. Roberta Fasanelli is here, our queen of cheap. She's going to give us the big deals of the day. Looks like a lot of food here.
Yeah, a lot of food today, definitely.
Lots of food. Food. As opposed to fud. And that may be Jennifer's.
Elmer.
There we go. Oh, Jennifer right there on the jolly. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media and things that you are saying that you don't want to communicate through 888-302-3684. Uh-oh. Jennifer is here to do the television report later in the hour, among other things. All of the hoopla about Elizabeth Hasselbeck leaving The View, I thought was pretty interesting.
And we broke it here first.
We did. We broke it in two. All right, so, Roberta, you have a Queen of Cheap report that will be better than any Queen of Cheap report you've done this week, right?
Yes, I have. Yes,
good
sir.
Good show. It's a good show.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what are we going to hear more about in a few minutes?
Ooh, we have food from Chick-fil-A. We have
Chick-fil-A.
Free strippers from 7-Eleven. We have Kids Eat Free at Bob Evans. We've got a great discount for students, high school and college students at Joanne. And much, much more on the Queen of Cheap.
Oh,
stay tuned.
Thank you very much. It's the radio day. Show. Hiya, gang. Yeah, get out.
Stay tuned.
So, speaking of free food, we are wrapped up in a discussion, Roberta, today of the hearing yesterday. Actually, it was held by the Committee on Agriculture in Washington, focusing on an American company called Smithfield Foods being acquired by a Chinese company for $5.4 billion.
Wow.
And we're trying to figure out why the Chinese want to control our pork product.
So that they can poison us.
Department.
Yes.
Is that what it is? They're,
I think so. They want to control us all. I mean, they almost already do.
Mm-hmm.
Smithfield was the company that hit Paula Deen in the face with a ham.
Really? How'd that go for them?
It didn't. She had a really, I think she broke her nose or something, didn't
with
she?
With a ham?
Somebody tossed her. She was,
ham.
She was a spokesperson for Smithfield, and someone tossed her a ham, and she missed, and it hit her in the face.
Oh, dear.
Which really irks me. I hate being hit in the face with ham.
Yes, it's horrible. Yes. Go check with Lady
Other
Gaga.
Other pork products, okay. Ham,
ham
so
not a chance. Bacon,
you,
no problem.
The boulder, what do we call those things?
The over-the-shoulder boulder.
Right.
That's a bra.
Does Lady Gaga use a meat? She has that reputation for wearing weird stuff.
She had a meat
wore
dress.
Meat dress one day.
Mm-hmm.
Was it thinly sliced or was it thick sliced, by the way? Anybody
it
know?
It was fairly thin because it had to be. But, you know, if you want to go see it, it's in the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles.
Is it really?
How do
yes.
they preserve it?
I actually read, that's a very good question, Roberta, and one that intrigued me as well, and I read a whole story about it. They shipped the dress a day after she wore it to a guy in Burbank who does taxidermy. Burbank, California, does taxidermy, and it took him 7 months to get the dress preserved in its state. And he said the real problem was that the meat had started to turn color because it was, you know, old and room temperature and hot.
Oxidized, yeah.
Ugh.
Well, she can use some of these pork products from the Chinese company. They're preserved probably forever.
Probably.
Much easier.
Absolutely. Well, pork products in general are very preserved.
Yeah, a lot of preservatives in them.
Yeah.
So, Kenny, what's the rendering now as we have given this the light of day, the essence of the U.S.-China economic connection and how we survive if we let them buy up pork product or any company like this? What are our Twitter and Facebook friends saying about that?
Jay says China doesn't have the best safety record even in foreign-owned companies, and that's his major concern.
Yep.
And Donnie says it's better than an Islamist country buying it, and besides, I like sweet and sour pork.
Nice.
One from Karam A, two from Karam B.
Mm-hmm.
You
whatever,
guys,
that was
are
Roberta
so
Fasanelli.
Racist, I want no part.
You
of this.
Racist pig. Speaking of
what,
pork.
I was reading a menu.
Yes, right. One from column A and one from column B. All right, so here's something else that's on your minds. Follow it, ladies and gentlemen. Speak your piece. Say what you want to. Call your reps. Call your senator. Call anybody. Everybody, weigh in on whether. Now, I'll guarantee you one thing: nobody else will be talking about this today. And that's item number one that nobody else is going to be talking about. Here's item number two that nobody else is going to be talking about. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they are?
Yes.
You do. How do you know who they are?
I've heard the name.
Well, what do they do?
I'm not sure. They are frontiers in electronics.
No, they are not. But that's good, Roberta. Thank you. Why do I ask
those
questions?
Sometimes you hear something, you know the name, but you're not quite sure what it is.
Known as EFF, they are a privacy protection organization that is taking the federal government to court. The interesting thing is they have taken the federal government to court before and been stonewalled and never gotten very far. Now, thanks to Mr. Snowden's activities, the federal courts are hearing these cases, and the one that is prominent right now is the one the Electronic Frontier Foundation has brought against the federal government for alienating or abridging our Fourth Amendment rights by using, and this is all because of these top secret NSA documents that this has come out. And so now the judge involved in the case, who'd been asked by the feds to dismiss the case, says, wait a minute, not so fast. I want to know more about what you're doing, the specifics of what you're doing. So he's ordered both parties to present more evidence on the constitutionality of government surveillance. And I'm betting that this is not going to pass muster or the test of the Constitution. And it may end up going to the Supreme Court. But I think this is something that needs to be underscored. People ought to know how much they're being spied on, how pretty much everything, and all these privacy organizations, not just the EFF, but all of them, are in on these suits. And so you can say what you will about Snowden, and we've done that. Some people don't like him. Some people think he's a hero. Whatever it is, he really doesn't. He's drivel.
He's the bird that sang.
But exactly. He is the one. Now, Kenny points out correctly, this stuff's been going on, and the media has been trying to cover it since 2006, and maybe even before that, because it started in 2004 with Bush. But nobody was paying any attention. So for whatever the reason, maybe it's just the sheer volume of all of this stuff, and people waking up and saying, wait a minute, what the heck's going on here? And I think that's really kind of where this all is. What the heck is going on here? Why do they need to listen to my phone calls? And the moronic response, I've got nothing to hide, has nothing to do with constitutionality. And I'm wondering how many of you who have said, I was in the... What was that, in a line or in the airport? I was listening to these two old biddies say, I got nothing to hide, it's okay with me. And I looked at them, and I almost engaged them. I opened my mouth and started to talk.
Better not to. You would have been thrown in the clink.
And then I thought, you know what? The plane was called anyway.
Airport prison's not a place for you, Dougie.
Right.
You're too purdy.
Yeah. They don't let you wear corduroy there.
So anyway, the idea that we keep... focusing on all of these things, and we know what they're doing is a step in the right direction, as far as I'm concerned. Government out of control, bad leadership, all kinds of things. Just keep your fingers crossed that the decision will be made correctly not to let the Chinese buy the pork packager and see what goes. But they're going to try everywhere. They'll just keep hammering away. That's what's going to happen. Okay, they don't get this company, we'll go buy that one. If we can't get that one, we'll go buy another one. We'll just go buy. There's some reason... And nobody has explained it, nor have I figured it out, why they want to pay 30% premium on the stock price from the close of business yesterday. What is there about this that they find so intriguing? Hmm. What are we missing here? We must be missing something. Otherwise, why are they... it's not clear. All right, so having said that, Roberta?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Good question. Why do they want it so badly?
Yeah. What is there in it? What's in it for them?
They like pork.
Uh-huh. All right. Where's the column A and column B? Okay.
Sweet and sour.
Yep, very sweet. You're very sweet. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who's the sweet and who's the sour? Jennifer or Roberta? You want to make a prediction of how that poll would come out?
Nobody likes Jen.
Speaking of...
Nobody likes me.
I like you, Roberta. I would vote for you as sweet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The poll, speaking of polls yesterday, who was your favorite previous co-host on The View? Let's see.
We should play that on this program. Who's your favorite former co-host on Good Day?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Power might have just changed.
Ooh.
That would be so fun.
Hopefully
you got a lot of trouble with that one. Right.
I remember a lot, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
32.
We all do.
Very funny. Notice the latest didn't ever get on the air, nor did she ever want to. Who is your favorite previous co-host on The View? 32% of you said Meredith Vieira. 25% of you said Lisa Ling. 21% said Debbie Matanopoulos. Matanopoulos. Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't that number. 18% said Rosie O'Donnell. Star Jones got 4%. She's worth 1%. She's a zero.
I rode an elevator with her once.
I was on a radio program for a week
with
her.
She's very short.
She's also very, the ego on that woman has, she has no...
I'm a lawyer.
No, she is so...
That's what she used to say.
She is, all right, Mother said... No, Mother didn't say that. Who is it that
you
told me?
You can't say anything nice. Yeah, don't say anything
right.
at all.
So I'm not saying anything about Star Jones because I got nothing to say good about her, having worked with her at KBC long enough to know she... Now, when I used to call Elizabeth Hasselbeck vapid...
You did.
Yeah. The real definition of vapid is Star Jones' picture next to... You see vapid in the dictionary, there's not even a word. There's a picture of her.
Did you co-host a show with Star Jones?
I did.
Oh, yes. I can never imagine that.
It was horrible. I did all the work. She sat there. And it was the week, remember, I think I told you this story. I was doing mornings on KBC in Los Angeles for Ken Minion, who had been on vacation. He always wanted me to be his substitute. So as soon as I get done doing Good Day, I'd run over to the other studio because I did the evening program on KBC. So I was like, for 3 years, I was on around the clock pretty much at KBC. And so in substituting that week, it was the week of the, it was 1996, the presidential primaries were on, and Bill Clinton was taking a boat across the Michigan lake, and Star Jones thought he was great and was talking. It was the only thing she lit up. When talking about Bill Clinton, she lit up and was focused on everything. And when she was talking about him taking this boat trip, I said under my breath, too bad the boat doesn't sink. And when I said it, I thought, oh, damn it, why did I say that? But anyway, I had said it. And the program director, who's a great guy, Andy Ludlam, who now runs another station that I'm on in Los Angeles, came in to me and he looked at me. Says, because there was a new ops guy in charge. His name was Dave Cook, who'd replaced Bob Kay, who is my general manager. It's like musical chairs, not important as to how and who sits down in them. But anyway, so Cook brings me into the office and says, you know, they had just fired Bob Grant at WABC in New York. Our company just fired Bob Grant for saying things like that. And I said, you know what? After I said it, I knew I probably
Well, your company's not very fun.
Yeah. Well, but it was really exercising. When you get right down to it, the political correctness at the time, they shouldn't have said anything to me. This is a talk radio program that focuses on people's opinions. Any more they should have, but they just taken Disney had just taken over the ABC network, and they were big. The people running Disney were big Democrats, and they didn't want to have anybody taking shots at Clinton. So that's really what it was. That was what it was all about. Corporate didn't want criticism of Clinton. So the fact that I said what I did under my belief, that's why they fired Bob Grant, and they didn't fire me. But they made it clear that I better mind my P's and Q's if I wanted to stay there, which I did for another 4 or 5 months before they fired everybody. 20 after the hour, the Good Day stories continue.
What a happy ending.
Yes.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday, Kohl's. Expect great things. Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
TMI.
Yes.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
That this was predominantly featured in?
No, actually I can't.
888-302-DOUG. Call us.
That was the name of the movie.
Jennifer wants to know what movie
that
is
one.
In. That's okay. 888. Yeah, that's fine. 302-3684. Yeah. There's a movie. This song was number one during this week in 1976. It was somehow revived when Ronald Reagan was president. People used to tease him about taking a nap every afternoon.
I'm thinking that's not what afternoon delight is.
It's not necessarily a nap.
Unless Nancy was taking a nap with him.
Yeah, right. Yes. So
take a nap.
This has nothing
bring
to do with
bring the jelly beans, nap. Ronnie.
I'll have an orange one, please.
No, that wasn't allowed. I think he only liked the reds, right?
Anyway, so you want me to figure out, or you want the audience, more importantly, to figure out what the movie was.
This was a current movie. This was a movie from a few years ago that brought this to, like, the young people's attention, I think.
Really?
Yes.
So this is a fairly recent movie.
Yes.
What recent movie focused or featured this song, Afternoon Delight? All right, what recent movie featured this song? All right, if you know the answer, swell prize, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, while you're trying to figure that out, time for the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Tumsters.
Oh, wow, oh, wow.
Roberta Fessinelli.
Food Day. Food Fight Day.
Food Fight Day. Let's see, today's the 11th, right? So tomorrow's the 12th, and tomorrow is a free Chick-fil-A food if you go in dressed as a cow.
Really?
And it could be any kind of dress as a cow. I give you a couple of good ideas that you can do. Like
that's utterly ridiculous.
Take a white T-shirt, stick dots on it, then go in dressed as a cow, and you get a free entree.
Huh.
In your case, Doug, you can just take one of your cows in with you, I suppose.
I suppose I could do that.
And get a free entree. That's tomorrow. Today, however...
There's a sign I have on the in the store, the dairy store that I have on my dairy farm. There's a picture of a cow, and underneath it, the caption is, "Eat more chicken."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's the Chick-fil-A
thing. Yes, it is.
Thing. Yes.
You're right. Yeah.
Eat more chicken.
Right.
Now, today, if you want something, you can go to 7-Eleven. You get a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
If I wasn't somebody
Slurpee
who
at 7-Eleven.
Knew who you were, I would be so offended by your horrible accent. Silly as
that. And you thought it would be a cab driver either?
Oh, my God.
Bob Evans, if
Roberta
you're there.
Roberta Fasinelli, Roberta at DougStefan.com. Yeah, keep going.
In July, kids eat free at Bob Evans every weekday from 2 p.m. to close. A free kids meal for every adult entree. And Seattle Best Coffee. We have a great book with all kinds of free Best Coffee summer recipes for you.
Free!
And if you're a college student or a high school student, you can go to Joanne. That's a craft store. And you get 20% off automatically. So you do a lot of big savings there. That's only good through July 1st. You have a valid school ID in order
July
to take
July 1st
advantage
was last week.
I'm sorry, July 31st.
Thank you.
Thank you. July 31st. Thank you very much, boss. I'm so happy you corrected me on that.
Yeah, me too.
You need a valid student ID to take advantage of the 20% off. So all sorts of good things at the Queen of Sheep site at DougStephan.com. Go check it out. Lots of ways to save money, eat free, be politically incorrect, all sorts of stuff like that.
All right, John's in Anchorage, Alaska. John, what's the name of the movie from which Starland Vocal Band's Afternoon Delight reemerged?
It's Anchorman.
I love you, John. You're a rock star. You answered my trivia question.
Jennifer loves you. We love you, Johnny.
Good job.
Yes, we do. All right, so, John, we're going to send you, maybe, if you're lucky, a swell Doug Stephan prize. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, it sounds great.
Listen to that enthusiasm, folks.
Hey,
it's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It is hot, hot, hot outside. It is summertime. Whether you live in a private home or apartment, you'll be tempted to open windows to cool the rooms. Be sure to keep the screens and protective bars on your windows to prevent escapes and falls from your pet. You know, outdoor activities mean opening and closing doors more frequently. Be sure that you know where your pet is at all times. And along with summer, out come pool chemicals and barbecue grill cleaning aerosols. Keep your household cleaners and chemicals out of your pet's reach. And some common types of household plants and outdoor bushes, flowers, and shrubs can be poisonous to your pets as well. Check them out on the web. Tools, especially gardening tools, have sharp points that can puncture paws, or even worse, don't leave your tools laying around. Just be careful if you're using chemicals on a lawn. Make sure they're pet safe or keep your pet off of them. Read the labels carefully. You can have a great summer. Never leave your pets outside when it's too hot. And what I suggest that you do, if it's hot outside, go outside, put your feet on the ground barefoot. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen Good Day program. Jennifer, Roberta, and Kenny. Jennifer's going to have a television update. The departure of Elizabeth Hasselbeck seemed to have come very quickly. I'm betting that the deal together, Roger Ailes just sort of decided, all right, she's available. Is she going to be available? Let's
grab her. Yeah, she knew she was leaving, and the View gave her time to figure out where she was going. So.
Right. So there is that story. A lot of court news today. Let's see. We start with the Boston Marathon bomber who made his first public appearance in court since being taken into custody. He was in the traditional garb, the orange jail jumpsuit, and his left hand was bandaged. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, he pled not guilty to any of the charges. 30 counts against him. I didn't do any of that
stuff. Weird. My hand's blown off, but I don't really know why.
Yeah, right. I'm shot full of holes, but... That's a coincidence. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I just happened to be bleeding in some guy's sailboat. Sorry.
Right. Yep, exactly. All right, so that's trial number one. Actually, there are two trials going on in Boston. The second one was the Whitey Bulger trial. And for that, this is pretty interesting. Michael, go to cut 137, will you please? Because Dan York, who's a host in Providence, put the two trials together. What did you say? 137?
I said get it.
Got it. Okay, thank you. So here is York talking to a Boston Globe reporter about the Whitey Bulger trial. You may remember me talking earlier about this when the gangsters were yelling F you at each other in the courtroom during the earlier... the proceedings earlier this week. F you, no, F you. The judge is sitting there looking at these two guys who are, you know, like both of them in their 80s, these old mobsters. Anyway, here's Dan York.
You got Jokhar Tsarnaev checking in the Bulger trial, taking a break, I guess, huh?
Bulger, they end at 1 for the day, except for certain days.
So we ended that, and you could see, you know, the spillover right into, you know, it's actually the courtroom was right next door for Sanayev this afternoon, so you could see the spillover. But amazingly enough, people already lined up even, you know, this morning before Bowser was over. So the crowd's already there. It's been there since this morning.
Now, reportedly, there are knuckleheads outside of the courtroom that are chanting support for...
They were outside. They're wearing, you know, the Free Johar. There's a woman who created a Free Johar website. There are people out there who's, you know, who knows where they're coming from, maintaining that he's innocent, you know, and that they want to seem freed and justice for Johar. Obviously, there's no one from New England who's a part of that crowd, at least not that I've seen. But there are people flying in just to kind of, you know, be there and as they're saying, show support.
Well, I guess it's testimony to a free country. That's about all you can say about that.
Right.
So, on the Bulger case, the Whitey folks, you know, Whitey Bulger is on trial. Safe to say, this is the most high profile mob case the region's ever seen. Correct?
Yeah, it is. It's been a long time coming. Probably, as I said last time, the last American gangster trial too. A real, you know, mafia slash, you know, organized crime trial. I don't think we're going to see one like this, at least not for some time. And this is the biggest that's hit the area.
What can be the very plodding evidence in any criminal case, state or federal, and how sometimes you sit there with a head nod waiting for the action. That has not been the case in this Bulger trial, correct? It has been nonstop testimony that is fascinating.
It's been nonstop. They're going through it quickly, so it's kind of overwhelming at this point. It's just as you said last time, we're talking, you know, about murders, we're talking about gambling, we're talking about old style organized crime, but it's really hitting home. And a lot of this, you know, the stories have been out there, but to really kind of hear it firsthand, to see some of these people who are in their 70s now coming out and talking about the way they were dealing drugs or you know, shoot ups, you'd be amazed at the guns that they're talking about, the way they would just shoot up cars, machine gun style, you know, back in the 70s. Just to hear these stories, you know, come alive in the courtroom, it's something.
My former wife lived in Charlestown for a while, and the children were both in college at the time. She had divorced her second husband and had a really kind of cute place, because Charlestown's an area of Boston that's been gentrified. It was really it was during the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was the heart and soul of a lot of these Irish gangs between Charlestown and South Boston. And remember, this is where Bunker Hill is as well. So there was a 99. How many people are familiar with the restaurant chain, the 99? There aren't any in the West Coast, so generally
no,
you probably
don't.
Are you familiar with them? Or are they, maybe they're just in
the
No,
England. I don't know them.
All right, so anyway, there's a 99 restaurant in Charlestown, and I remember going in there once with the kids, and I think Tony was with me with us, and we had lunch there or dinner or something, and I noticed that there were holes in the wall in the booth where we were sitting. So I said,
"How could that happen?"
I said to the waitress, "What are these holes here?" And she says, "Oh, those are bullet holes." And I said, "Yeah." And then Brendan piped up because he knew the story. Whitey Bulger and his henchmen came into that restaurant and killed three or four people. They were Italians, and it was the Irish versus the Italians. And they were sitting in the booth where we were sitting. And they just came in, blasted away, four people dead, and they all hightailed it out of there. That's the kind of stuff you think Boston is. Jennifer loves to talk about Boston. Oh, what a beautiful city it is.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It is more. There's more crime per square inch in Boston still than there was. I mean, the only place worse is Chicago.
The crime in Boston is kind of hot. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Thank you. All right, let's see.
No?
No, maybe not. Moving along here, the other trial that is of interest is the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman trial. The judge ruled yesterday that an animation depicting the fatal confrontation between the two of them can't be submitted as evidence. The judge declared text messages from Martin's phone inadmissible as well. She did say, however, that the animation, which was commissioned by the defense, obviously, can be used in closing arguments. Prosecutors arguing that the animation, which showed Martin punching Zimmerman, now excludes the punches, would be misleading for the jurors to see. The defense wanted it to be shown, brought in the animation artist to explain to the judge how he recreates events. And the jurors had been taken out of the courtroom during that conversation. So
those jurors are going to have glutes of steel because they get up and down so often. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, but the other side of that is that the judge was asked yesterday to allow a different verdict instead of second-degree manslaughter. The jury asked for clarification, which means they must be thinking about convicting him of something, but they don't want to get him for second-degree murder.
It can't be second-degree murder.
Why?
I mean, if you listen to all the evidence, it's just you can't prove it.
Right. But they obviously want to get him for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the judge said, yeah, that'd be okay.
You can either do manslaughter or second-degree, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my bet is going to come down as manslaughter. So what does that carry with it for a time in jail? 3, 5 years? 6 years?
Probably.
Yeah. So what
will
happen?
Up until the last day or so, I didn't even think they could get him for manslaughter. I don't know. It'll be tough. It'll be interesting to see if they can.
So
I don't know.
What happens to him in jail? A lot of the jails have a lot of black inmates in them. We all know that. So what sort of chance, unless Zimmerman goes to a country club to spend his time?
I don't know if he's going to go to a country club. I would imagine he's not going to be in a high-security prison, though. I mean, he's not a real risk of running. I mean, he's been out on bail, you know.
Yeah. So, well, it's just a speculative question.
Yeah.
All these hearings, though,
somebody's
all
seeking
trials.
Vengeance, I understand what you're saying.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we all know what goes on in prison. They talk about the justice system. The prison system and the justice system are two separate. They're not linked by reality too much, at any rate. 888-302-3684. All right, so those are the three big court stories. Here's the big story about your smile and your face and how broad, when you smile, your teeth look. You have beautiful white teeth, do you? Want to whiten them? They aren't so white? Oh, is that it? They're not so white. You'd like them to be white, though. Well, that's good. Fortunately for you, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and we have the story of the Power Swabs way to clinically, this is a proven test, clinically proven Power Swabs are, to clean your teeth 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades whiter over the course of the first week. And they also are offering now a Power Swab. It's a strip that you can put in your pocket. No, it's not a strip. What do they call those things? The little power swabs.
It's a strip.
Is it? No, it's not a strip.
The little things that you put on your teeth whitening.
No,
strip.
It's a stick. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you want the stick, a power stick. The power swab stick, yes.
Yes, right. All right. So that you can take with you, and you can use it at any opportune moment when you're trying to go in, maybe a date, maybe you're going out.
Yeah, because if you use the strips, you drool all over yourself. So if you're doing that in the car, this you can
not
just go.
Right, exactly. No drooling. Not any of that. Swab your teeth and get whiter teeth. That's really the bottom line. No bleaches, no sand, none of that stuff that's in some of the conventional toothpastes. It's not a tooth detergent. It's a concoction made from coconut oil that really is proven to do what they say it will do, or your money back. That's why they guarantee it, because they know it'll work. Hello? 800-865-7602 to order Power Swabs direct from the manufacturer, 800-865-7602. I'm happy to tell you, if you mention Doug Steffen, they give you a free shipping. What a deal, huh? Such a deal. 800-865-7602. And ask him about the power stick. As I said, it's a quick way to refresh your teeth, make them look that much better. 800-865-7602.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Here's
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you this question. How many times a day have you used the word love? Now, it could be one, it could be two, it could be many, but when you use it, how many times have you used that word to express an emotion that you have about somebody else or something else? Probably about 100% of the time. Now, how many times have you said the following, I love my life? That's right. I love my life. Why can't you internalize the love that you have for your life? If it means so much to other people when they hear that you love them, imagine what it does for you when you say to yourself, I love life. I love myself. And if you just focus on those things, the way you approach life will increase. Your acceptance of yourself will increase. So today, say to yourself, I love life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free One Touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
You don't think I know this is the theme, Michael?
Here's the theme.
Michael says, here's the theme.
Da-da-da-da, the theme.
The theme. Thursday, July 11th on Good Day, Jennifer Horn with more Hashing Hasselback.
Yes, she said her goodbye yesterday, as we predicted.
Yeah, that was clever of you, Jennifer.
And she said, quote, thanks for everyone who's been out there watching. I wasn't the first person to sit in this chair, and I will certainly not be the last person here. The last 10 years have been nothing short of extraordinary, and I wholeheartedly wish the next person or co-host that sits here an extraordinary set of years to come of their own.
How's she going to do as the replacement for Gretchen Carlson? Gretchen is a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's smart. I've always liked Gretchen Carlson, frankly. I don't like the other, those two boobs that are on with her are useless.
Oh, Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy?
Just complete nothing, zero. Oh. She's the only one who's got a brain there.
Well, I think that, I mean, it's a light morning show. I mean, they do some news, but they do a lot of lifestyle stuff. I mean, it really is kind of like this show, actually, where they do a lot of featurey items, you know, instead of just, you know, they'll give you the what's
happened.
So she'll
be good at that.
Yeah, I think she'll be good. I think it'll be just like her time. I mean, I always thought she did a good job during Hot Topics. I mean, she represents her point of view well, so.
Yeah, and she's the only one there that represents that point.
Exactly, and probably that's it. I don't think they'll bring anybody else back that has her point of view.
All right, so what else is new?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he needs another job.
He does. The guy only has seven, so he's looking for his eighth job.
Yep.
He's close to a deal with NBC to host a game show called Million Second Quiz. Which is being billed as a 24-hour live competition series. It's going to take place over 12 days and 12 nights, and it'll have contestants battling each other in a test of not only their knowledge, but their endurance. It'll take place, this will be kind of a cross, like, bread kind of thing. They're going to be doing it on TV and also on the internet so that you'll be able to track the players all throughout the entire time throughout the whole contest.
Wow, what an exciting concept. Woo-wee.
I know. Now, I don't watch NCIS, but everybody else in America does.
Yep, I like
it. I want to let you know that Cote DiPablo, who's played Ziva David for the last eight seasons on the show, is leaving.
All right, so here's how her name is Cote DiPablo.
Oh. Cote.
Ziva David. She was a member of the Israeli Mossad when she got hired.
See, I've never watched.
So I wonder what she's got up her sleeve.
I don't know. They're letting her. They're going to kind of write her out. They're going to let her come back for a few episodes to give closure to her character. But that's it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
In other sort of related to The View news, Meredith Vieira, one of the former co-hosts of the show, has been given her own show. She's going to daytime, so she'll compete with whoever's left. I don't know if Katie will still be there. She won't start till 2014. But I think that's actually a good move for her, although I think she has the chops to do hard news if she really wanted to.
Yeah, I don't get, there is not the, what's going to happen, apparently, where did it just go? Hello?
Are you talking about Ann Curry?
No, I'm talking about...
Meredith Vieira?
No.
Katie Couric?
Katie Couric, thank
Oof.
You.
Ding, ding, ding,
go.
Ding.
She's going to CNN because the stuff at ABC is not working. How many of these daytime shows can there be? There are only a few that break out every year, like Steve Harvey has a good... That's a good show.
Yeah.
And actually, Wendy Williams is a good show. Katie Couric doesn't bring you anything. There's no sense of fun there. It's all
vanilla-ish.
Very, yeah, yeah, too much.
Definitely not Maury Povich.
51 after the hour.
You are not the daddy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Who normally is here, Money Pit Guy, is taking the rest of the month off, or so he has said. This is the first time I can ever remember Tom, and I've been friends for a long time. I don't remember him taking this much time off, but things are good at the Money Pit, so why not, right? Take the time, enjoy the time, while the rest of us sweat and slave and suffer in the heat. Oh, my God, this is horrible. I want to go back for a minute, Jennifer, to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And all the attention that's being paid to her, and the fact that with so much criticism that was aimed at her over the years, you thought she didn't mean anything, but man, all this hoopla. Barbara Walters actually was the one. This is sort of oxymoronic, because earlier in the spring, was it late winter when the rumors started that she was going to go away? Hasselbeck
yes.
was going to, yeah, I thought it was.
Mostly because the rumor was that Barbara Walters didn't like her very much.
Yeah. All right, so then she walked out on stage with holding on to Hasselbeck's arm as they walked out. Oh, it's nothing going to happen to Elizabeth. All right, so now here's Barbara confirming that Hasselbeck is leaving.
It was reported last night that our Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving us to join the Fox Network. As you can see, I'm a little teary, but I always want what's best for you. You know how I feel about you, and I'm happy that you're going. No, I'm not happy that you're going. I'm happy that it's good for you. You tell us about it.
Brett, you know, first of all, I'm really happy.
happy and excited to confirm that indeed I will be joining the Fox and Friends team in September, and would first like to thank Mr. Roger Ailes, Bill Shine, the entire Fox News Bill channel Shine. For this incredible opportunity. Today is officially my last day at The View, and for a decade, I've been able to work efficiently at this table only because, and I mean this with my whole heart, everyone behind the scenes has worked more efficiently. So huge thanks to everyone on our production team.
And she went on to thank all the co-hosts. And you could imagine the glow, the wonder. She's a good kid. I like
her. And, you know, she and Sherry Shepherd are really great friends. She was in Sherry's wedding.
I thought the parenting stuff. So here's another twist on this. I always love Wendy Williams. For some reason, she captures my imagination. And don't get to be a wise guy, Jennifer, about why she might capture my imagination. She's got
two reasons.
Something
left
shoulder
right.
holder for the bull. Those aren't even hers, by the way. She doesn't have much that's hers. She
no,
wigs.
Really? Breaking news. This just released from Doug Stubin.
Okay. All right, calm down. Anyway, so she was on her program yesterday talking about Elizabeth Hasselbeck leaving, and I thought we ought to listen to a little of that conversation as well.
In my best estimation, the reason that Hasselbeck didn't do a slip of the tongue and let us know ahead of time is because she learned from the Star Jones debacle. You know, when Barbara says, we're not going to renew you, essentially, and we're throwing you out of here, but we're going to have you, we're going to do this like ladies, you know? But here goes Star. Remember what she did? She just made the announcement out of thin air on the show, and all of her co-hosts were all surprised. And her career, Star, you know your career has never been the same since then. You don't cross that Barbara Walters. She does do that thing on the Today Show, which we love her, but it's not The View. It's not her own show. And then she was at Court TV, Star Jones, for a moment. And she comes over here, because I like to hear what she says, legally speaking. But she doesn't have her own talk show. Got to figure, when you cross Barbara Walters, boy, oh, boy. So Hasselbeck kept her mouth closed. Anyway, by the way, The View, so it's going to be Jenny McCarthy, I'm thinking, for Joy. And then Brooke Shields for Hasselbeck. I like Mario Cantone, and there are men that I do, really do like. I just don't want to see men on The View. I don't know how you girls feel about that. You know, it's like a man showing up at the nail salon. Would you go someplace else? You know, and sometimes if a man is gay, he feels as though he gets a pass. In a lot of cases, you do, but not on The View and not in the nail salon. Go someplace. Don't co-host.
Not on the View and not in the nail salon. That's very interesting. See, she has very clever ways of putting things into perspective. So anyway, a lot of talk about Hasselbeck leaving. She'll do fine, make more money, maybe have... the audience of The View is the largest, I think, daytime talk show audience, isn't it, Jennifer? Close
yeah,
to
it? It is.
I think it's like 11 million people watch mm-hmm. that thing, and that's a lot of people in the daytime. Me, as opposed to Couric, who's got like 4.5 million viewers, and that's why that's
on a good
work.
Day.
Yeah, I think you got to have, in order for that stuff to work, there needs to be like 5-6 million people supporting whatever it is, and so Wendy has it. Wendy's got 6-7 million people every day watching that show, so that's cool. All right, thank you. Why am I thanking you? Because it's the end of the hour, and I always like to thank people for being here with us. It's 50.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.